It's late at night, the moon's out, and the fish are flopping on the Fox River. In downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin, Robert Hageman and a few of his friends have been fishing. A couple of the guys are bragging about the big fish they caught, but they're not taking any home with them tonight.
Had any luck?
Yeah, I caught 23 fish.
And what'd you do with them?
Let them right back.
Why?
Because it's dirty. Fox River dirty.
What have you heard about the Fox River?
The fish ain't good for you. They can't hurt you, but they ain't good for you.
PCBs, man.
Yeah.
PCBs.
What do you know about PCBs?
I don't know nothing about it. That's why I ain't eating them.
Hageman and his friends are right when they say there are PCBs in the Fox River, but apparently they haven't heard that eating fish from the river probably can hurt you in the long run. There are 60,000 pounds of PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, in the 39-mile run of the Fox River. Of that, 50,000 pounds, that's 25 tons, is in the sediment of the last 7-mile stretch, just before the river flows into Green Bay and on into the rest of Lake Michigan. It's that final stretch where Hageman and his friends have been fishing. The Environmental Protection Agency says 7 paper mills along the Fox River are the likely polluters. The EPA says PCBs were produced as a byproduct of the paper manufacturing process, and from the 1950s to the 1970s, they were dumped into the river. Now, the agency intends to make those mills pay for cleaning up the contaminants. Dennis Hultgren works for Appleton Papers and is a spokesperson for a group that represents the 7 companies. Hultgren says the paper mills want to clean up the pollution, but they don't want to pay more than they have to.
What we want to do is make sure that the money that we do spend is spent wisely and it does the most environmental good for the region. And so we have one chance to do it right, and we want to do it right the first time.
The paper mills have been working closely with government agencies to try to determine where the PCBs are concentrated and how best to clean up the pollution. Some of the companies have spent millions of dollars on tests in the rivers. Just recently, Hultgren's firm offered $40 million, $10 million a year for 4 years, for data collection and preliminary cleanup tests. The government agencies praised the decision, and some environmental groups voiced their approval. But a local grassroots group, the Clean Water Action Council of Northeast Wisconsin, does not approve. Rebecca Caters is with the council and says it's a delay tactic by the paper mill.
It makes the company look generous. But in fact, they should be doing this anyway. They should have done this 10 years ago.
Giving the money now, Caters says, only manages to delay legal action against the company for 4 more years. Besides, she says, while $40 million might seem like a lot of money, the estimated cleanup could cost as much as 30 times that amount. The Clean Water Action Council says this money and the government's willingness to accept it are representative of the cozy relationship the companies seem to have with regulators. But Caters says the state and federal agencies are forgetting about the people who live here. She bristles when she hears the government agencies talking about how close they are to the paper mills.
They talked about ongoing discussions they have on a daily basis with the paper industries on this issue. But they haven't met once face-to-face with the public. They haven't held a public discussion or debate on this issue.
And it appears there won't be many opportunities in the future. Although the Fox River is not a Superfund site, the EPA is generally following the process used for Superfund sites. The EPA says that means the public can submit comments in writing, but there won't be a lot of public discussion until the EPA actually has a proposed plan in place. Caters thinks the people should have a voice a lot earlier in the process. But the paper mill's representative, Dennis Hultgren, says it's better to let the experts work first.
It's complicated. For the normal citizen, it's going to be very difficult to comment on it because they're going to be looking at the technical merits of their comments. A general citizen, not having been involved, it's going to be very difficult to have germane comments.
The companies say they've been studying and testing, and they've found disturbing the sediment by trying to remove it proves that the PCBs should be left in the sediment, allowed to slowly break down, a process called natural recovery. And where there's risk that sediment-laden PCBs might be disturbed by the river's currents, engineered caps could be put in place. The Clean Water Action Council says the paper mill's tests were designed to end up with that conclusion because that would be the cheaper way to deal with the PCBs. The council wants the PCBs removed from the river and disposed of safely, a much more expensive job. The acting regional administrator for the U.S. EPA, David Ulrich, says there will likely be some combination of natural recovery, capping, and removal. But Ulrich says none of that will happen anytime soon. it's a big job, and it looks as though it will take up to 10 years to deal with the PCBs. And Ulrich says that's just the beginning.
The actual recovery of the resource of getting fish contaminant levels down to acceptable levels and getting the PCB loadings to Green Bay and out to Lake Michigan down could take a longer period of time than that, perhaps up to 20 years.
And over that 20-year period, experts say that contamination will naturally spread farther and farther into Green Bay and Lake Michigan. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.